A sweeping new data demand by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, is drawing sharp legal and political backlash, as a lawsuit filed Thursday accuses the agency of violating federal privacy laws by requiring states to hand over sensitive information about millions of food assistance recipients. Under newly issued guidance, the USDA is compelling states and their third-party payment processors to submit names, social security numbers, birth dates, and addresses of all Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, applicants and recipients dating back more than 5 years. The USDA warned states that failure to comply may trigger non-compliance procedures, including possible legal action and the withholding of federal funds. In response, SNAP recipients, privacy advocates, and anti-hunger organizations filed suit in federal court in Washington, D.C., seeking an injunction to halt the data collection. The plaintiffs argue that the USDA is ignoring long-established federal procedures that require public notice, comment periods, and a published privacy impact assessment before gathering such information. This case is part of a pattern that we're seeing from the Trump administration of agencies reaching out and grabbing the personal data of Americans, said Madeline Wiseman, counsel at the National Student Legal Defense Network, which is representing the plaintiffs alongside Protect Democracy, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, and the National Center for Law and Economic Justice. The USDA has not commented on the lawsuit, but an agency spokesperson previously told to media about the data guidance. It was meant to remove data silos and enforce a March 2025 executive order from President Trump aimed at eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse by ensuring unfettered access to state-run program data. Privacy advocates and former officials warn of far-reaching consequences. A former USDA Food and Nutrition Service official described the request as unprecedented, noting that USDA systems were explicitly designed not to store personally identifiable information to protect recipients. The lawsuit emerges as the Trump administration and the Ad Hoc Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, intensify efforts to centralize and cross-reference federal data, ostensibly for fraud prevention, but also, critics argue, for immigration enforcement. Already, DOGE has faced scrutiny over its use of Social Security data in voter fraud investigations. Some states, including Iowa, Ohio, and Alaska, are moving to comply with the USDA's request, citing federal pressure. Others, like Maryland, have begun instructing agencies and contractors to keep data confidential unless legally required to disclose it.